Well, to be really, really honest, Belinda, we were pretty tired when we got back because it's been a very emotional time for us, as you can imagine. And I don't know, I just felt like lying down and going to sleep. I was so exhausted, but that's silly. It was lovely to get home. I must admit, I'm hopeless in the cold. We both noticed the cold terribly. And it was good to get home to the sunshine.
The cold in Perth where the paperwork was signed off.
Yes, that's right.
Well, now I realise you would have been exhausted when you first got back there. It's a big flight and it's also been quite an emotional experience. I can only imagine that. What's it like now? You've had a couple of days just to muse about it and think about the future.
I suppose we're just getting back stuck into everything that we have to do here. And life goes on just the same, which is rather a comforting feeling. Settlement isn't until the 31st of October. So I keep thinking, well, I've still got time to enjoy it. And I try not to dwell on it too much because it hurts.
I bet it does. It's been so much part of your family, your life. How many years have you been on Fossil Downs?
Well, both John and I are what you'd call district bred. In fact, when we were getting engaged years and years ago, some of the old timers said, oh, the first time we've had a couple of district bred to get married, and it sounded as if they were marrying off a pair of racehorses. But joking aside, we've both spent an entire lifetime up here. John's 75 and I'm 73 in a month's time.
And all those memories, all those, you know, all the occasions, the birthdays, the Christmas events when all family get together, I imagine you have so many of those, you probably can't remember all of them. But how does the family feel, the extended family feel about this process and the decision you've made?
Well, they've all been wonderfully supportive, Belinda. It's been in the family for 133 years and I feel an absolute traitor. I never wanted to be the one that quit after all that time and all that effort. But you can't roll back the years, unfortunately. And we just thought it was time because it is hard work and there's probably more rough times than good times. But it's a life that we've chosen and we really loved it and can't imagine it without it, really.
Where are you going to be spending most of your time? As you said, settlements are, you know, a couple of months away from now. Are you planning on staying in the Kimberley or you are moving to Perth?
Initially, we'll come to Perth just to sort ourselves out. But really, we haven't made hard and fast rules. But we're thinking that maybe we'll hope to find a little block in Broome so that we can retreat to the warmth when Perth is too cold.
Sounds like a perfect plan. What did you think about all the interest? We were speaking to a real estate agent from Elders, Malcolm French, earlier in the week when the deal was done, and he said it was unprecedented interest. What did you think? Was that expected?
Well, we hoped that people would be interested. We really did. And Malcolm was very kind with the words he said, but we were amazed at how many people did register an interest, and we were very fortunate to have so many people interested. And we really would like to take the opportunity to thank all the other bidders as well, because everybody put an enormous amount of effort into taking part in the process. And I can honestly say that there wasn't one person who inspected the place who we didn't really feel were great people. We were so pleasantly surprised with everybody who came. And it was an amazing process, as I say.
What was it about the Gina Reinhart Hancock prospecting bid that put her ahead of the others?
Gosh, that's hard to say. First of all, West Australian, which is lovely. And I've always been an admirer of Gina's. I think that she's an amazing person who has done so much for Australia. And I wish more people realised how much she has done for us. And we felt that they would care for it and keep the history going. And they have a plan that sounds as if it will well and truly work. So we felt confident in our choice.
Do you know Gina Rinehart personally, or you've met her before?
No, I haven't had the pleasure, but we hope to in October when she's going to visit. And our parents on both sides, on my husband's side and my our own side, they have both been very good friends with Gina's mother and father.
And that played a part in the process then, in your hearts?
Yes, definitely.
Do you think, with all the interest that there was in your property in Fossil Downs, that the ones who weren't successful will be shopping around the region now and looking for a, you know, another opportunity?
Well, I hope so, because they were all worthy participants and would be an asset to any area. And I think all of them would have been great to settle in Kimberley.
What do you think it says about the future of the industry, the pastoral industry, Annette, with, you know, that sort of interest coming from some of the biggest business players in Australia?
I think it's wonderful. We've had, as you well aware, I suppose, you know, we've had some very tough times, particularly with the banning of the live export, and beef prices have been quite depressed for a long time. So to have this interest now and for the future to be looking brighter for everyone, we can be nothing but terribly glad and pleased.
Well, Annette, thank you so much for joining us on the Country Hour today and sharing how you feel about selling Fossil Downs. I really do appreciate that. And good luck for the future. You've got another few months there just to enjoy the place.
Well, I can tell you we will miss it terribly. And I just hate thinking about it, but I'm sure somebody will I'm sure that the Rinehart group will take care of it.
Great to talk to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.